WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
Oh, 1057 CFW, McKay in the morning along with you. Thank you so much for letting me hang out with you again in the morning. I appreciate it. Coming up later this hour, I've got a story out of Germany where a guy was walking his dogs, two of them, and was stopped by the police. Wait till you hear why they stopped him. Right now, here's Third Eye Blind, 1057 CFW.
Seven CFW.
Baby, look at me and tell me what you see. You
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott. This is 105.7 CFW.
Five seven CFW. It is 8:19. Mike McKay along with you. Tampa sitting at 20 degrees right now. We're going to go into the upper 40s for the expected high today. All right, let's get to the birthday and anniversary shout outs for today, shall we? If you ever need to get somebody on the list, all you got to do is drop me a text through the Civic Media app, 1057 CFW. Track that down off the app that says text. Let me know about it. Or you can drop me a message through Facebook. That's fine. If you're following my Mike McKay on Facebook, by all means, drop me a private message. Let me know who and when they're celebrating, and I'll make sure to get them on the list. Jim Ganakis is celebrating a birthday today. Now I want Ted's Pizza. Jimmy, Laurie and I were just in there, was it last week or the week before? We happened to be over in Menominee, and when in Menominee, must have Ted's Pizza. Alicia Weisenbeck celebrating a birthday today. Shane Johnson is on the birthday list, and Lauren Wilson is celebrating a birthday today as well. So happy birthday to one and all. Lucy Lawless, the actress, is 56. Remember Xena, the warrior princess? Remember that show? That was kind of nuts. Eric Idle from Monty Python fame is 81. He was one of those dudes. Monty Python, those guys were out there. Okay. And I heard that they didn't use like anything to enhance their brains or anything. They were just out there. And normally I don't do people that have passed away on the celebrity birthday list, but he was born on this date back in 1918. He passed away in 1992. Started with a five and dime store in Bentonville, Arkansas, and built that into the world's largest retail chain. Sam Walton was born on this date. And yes, of course, he went from the five and dime store to Walmart. And the rest is history. Wow, how about that? All right, so again, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Hope it's going to be a spectacular day today. And even if it's not your birthday, I hope it's going to be a good Friday for you.
know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong with you, you belong with me and my sweetheart. I belong with you, you belong with me and my sweetheart.
I love.
was Billy Ocean. 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay here. All right, here's a story out of Germany. A guy is taking a little stroll down the street. He's got his two dogs. They're on their leashes. He's walking along the street, minding his own business, when two police officers stop him. Now, I know right now you're going, Mike, there's got to be more to the story to this, right? Obviously. While he was walking his two dogs, the man was buck naked. Not a stitch of clothing on this guy while he's walking his dogs down the street. The police officers did not ticket him or arrest him. They did, however, get a blanket out of the back of the squad car and told him to go home and put some clothes on. They also told him that he has been warned that if he does it again, that he will be arrested the next time. So they said, next time you walk your dogs, make sure that you have clothes on.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Exactly.
CFW. Remember this one? times have you been at work listening to some local radio station and you nod off? Could be dangerous. Could even get you fired.
Wait, what happened?
Well, have we got the solution for you? We've designed 105.7 CFW so you can listen to it all day long. This is the Valley's fun music, and that means no falling asleep. Wake up. Toss that other station on the finished pile
and plan to spend your workday with us instead.
105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you gotta see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner, like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for hunting and fishing. And their huge variety of live bait can't be beat. Bill's Sports Shop on Bridge Street, downtown Chippewa Falls.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A former animal shelter in Eau Claire is now nothing but rubble. According to a WQOW report, demolition of the former Eau Claire County Humane Association's building began on Thursday. The association will be building a new facility on the same property and expect their new home to open sometime in July. The demolition is expected to take a few days to be completed and has created limited parking, so shelter officials are asking residents to only drop off donations on Saturdays and Sundays for now. Oakleaf Medical Network has announced that it will open four new healthcare clinics in the Chippewa Valley. According to a press release, the organization will open four new clinics in Cornell, Ladysmith, Menominee, and Rice Lake. The announcement comes nearly a week following the official closure of HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. The clinics in Cornell and Ladysmith are scheduled to open on May 1st. The clinics in Menominee and Rice Lake will both be open by May 13th.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
There may be a little patchy fog in a few spots this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with clouds increasing by late this afternoon and a few showers possible overnight tonight. Our low tonight, 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, 46. Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy with a late day shower and a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Coming up into the 9 o'clock hour, would you pay $28 for chicken nuggets? I got a story on the way.
I never knew there'd come a day when I'd be saying to you, don't let this good love stay. identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM is always stood for fun.